You know, I have been a serial entrepreneur pretty much my whole life. I've had this illness of trying to start businesses sometimes more successfully than others, but pretty much I've done pretty well. That's why I'm interested and excited to hear my next guest here, Chris Pilkerton here, the acting administrator of the Small Business Administration. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Obviously, a lot going on with business in the United States, and small business doesn't get as much attention as maybe it should. I mean, let's be honest, small business is the backbone of American industry.
It absolutely is. It's the engine that moves our economy forward, and the president has been very focused on developing small business and really trying to push it forward. And I think USMCA is one of the ways that the administration has had the opportunity to do that. For the first time in history, there is a chapter dedicated to small businesses, and that was no mistake. That was specifically done. The SBA was at the table as part of that negotiation, considering all the things that we do for small businesses. So you make reference to the fact that you're a serial entrepreneur.
I am.
And Administrator McMahon, my predecessor, always said her job was to make sure that the SBA was no longer the best-kept secret in the government. So she spent a ton of time on the road. I spent a lot of time on the road telling folks not just about the fact that we have loan support, we have government contracting support, but we also have counseling, and most of it's free of charge for folks that want to take that shot and live the American dream.
Yeah, you know, most people that get into business need counseling, a different kind maybe, because, you know, we just can't help ourselves. But a fair point, Chris, I appreciate that. But you start to make some good points there. The SBA, the best kept secret in Washington. But it is a resource for guys like me, for men and women and people that just say, you know what, I want to roll up my sleeves. I'm going to bet on myself. I mean, there's all sorts of things there, right?
Absolutely. So we have 68 district offices around the country, and you literally can go to SBA.gov and get information or walk into any of those offices and say, hey, I have an idea. I don't know what a business plan is. I don't know specifically how I should put this forward, but we can walk you through this entire process to really help you start, grow, and expand your business. And what we're seeing right now with a strong economy is small businesses are growing, they're flourishing, and they're hiring.
Yeah.
And they want to hire more and more from a workforce perspective as well as export their goods. And that's why we think USMCA is really going to be a huge opportunity for small businesses.
Well, let me ask you this, because this comes to mind. When it comes to starting businesses and you're a woman or you're a minority or you're in an area that's an opportunity zone, you get extra points for that, don't you? I mean, there are resources available that maybe you're not aware of.
So on the government contracting side, it's under law, 23% of all federal government contracts have to go to small businesses. And there are set-aside contracts associated with that. But at the SBA, we're very focused on trying to lift all boats. So our lending to all the different communities that you mentioned is up. So there's certainly loan opportunities. There's the government contracting opportunities, as I mentioned. And that translates into over $120 billion a year. And once again, the SBA is there not only to sort of help you with that process,
sure,
but explain you to how actually set up a company around that.
Now, as you look across the landscape of the American economy right now, and you see the unemployment rate is, I believe, at 3.6%.
Yep.
You see the Dow Jones Industrial Average doing good. But these small companies, they don't worry about Wall Street as much as they worry about, you know, Main Street in their towns. And so there's a lot going on here. And I think we said this, but 90% of those people that go to work in America for business today go to work for a small business,
mm-hmm,
not a big company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is the mom and pop shops, the shops that have, you know, 10 people, 30 people, you know, small groups. They are the engine that fires this whole thing.
I was at Calumet Electronics up in the UP this summer.
Yeah.
And the folks that were there were all from the local area. There were high school kids that were going to be spending time working at Michigan Tech who'd been interning at Calumet.
Sure.
And were excited about the opportunity to maybe work there one day.
You make a great point here. So let me ask you about the way small community colleges are adjusting their game plan, the way that tech centers at high schools, mm-hmm, are adjusting their game plan so that carpenters, electricians, plumbers, people that work in small business oftentimes that have been ignored for a generation are now being brought back into the fold. How critical is that?
It's incredibly, incredibly important. One of the things that we've done at SBA is we recently had a makerspace competition where we had awards that went out to makerspaces all around the country. And these makerspaces are places where you've got folks that are in the trades, that are doing construction, welding, woodworking. And it's a very virtuous cycle because these people are learning, and they're learning alongside existing small businesses,
sure,
that need access to those tools.
You know, and in Michigan, we're with Chris Pilkerton, the acting administrator of the Small Business Administration. Are you going to become the full-time? How does that work, by the way?
So I'm just acting right now. We have a nominee, Treasurer Jovita Carranza, who's currently the U.S. Treasurer of the United States.
All right, so fair enough. But as I look at all of these things that are being rolled out, how do people find out what might be available? If you're a young person, it doesn't matter, young, old, doesn't matter. You say, hey, I want to try this. I think this will work. But I need some education, like you said, a business plan, or maybe I need some financing in the form of some sort of a government-guaranteed loan. What's out there? Where do they go to get these resources?
So if you go to SBA.gov or if you go to any one of our 68 district offices, we'll be able to either help you or point you in the right direction with the resource partners that we work with. There's a story of a young chef that was interested in starting a business, had a lot of experience as a chef, but didn't know how to start a restaurant.
Right.
Called one of our resource partners and said, I don't know what a balance sheet is, but I really want to get started. This was a retired executive who donates his time as part of our resource partner. And he said, look, you know how to conduct a recipe. You know how to complete that. These are just ingredients. So they speak to exactly where you are in your business process,
in
whether you're just
language.
Getting started, exactly, or if you're looking to grow or expand.
Right. So when you look at small business and the SBA, how critical is the USMCA in the mix of all of that? I mean, when it comes to, you know, interacting, because people, they hear about, you know, auto manufacturing and they hear about, you know, energy going back and forth. What about small business in the USMCA?
It's so important. Number one, for certainty, making things fair, having a blueprint for what they can actually depend on going forward. There are a diminished amount of export numbers, so under $2,500. And we're talking about small businesses that typically are exporting things that are under that amount. There's less paperwork for that and less red tape. And so that's really, really key for those small businesses, particularly when they're the ones who are exporting 98% of all U.S. exports to the tune of $700 billion or more.
And the other thing that I think is really important about the USMCA, and it's just as critical for small businesses that come up with a great idea, and that's protecting intellectual property.
Absolutely, absolutely. The data protections that exist in the USMCA are bar none, very cutting edge. We're excited about that because that's where the innovation comes from. These small businesses ultimately are coming up with the ideas that become the envy of the large businesses.
Can you think of any reason whatsoever, Chris, that this shouldn't be moved forward today?
No, I absolutely cannot. Every small business that I talk to, and I'm out there quite a bit, they want to see it move forward. They are just so happy about the strong economy, the low unemployment, and they want to be able to export their goods around the world.
Opportunity. And,
yes,
you know,
sir.
It's just another example of what critics of this president said could never happen. He could never get it done, and yet you've got Canada on board, you've got Mexico on board, and you talk about places that put the president in the White House, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. I'll give you the last word.
Please, if you have any questions about starting a small business, go to SBA.gov. And support of the USMCA really does support small businesses.
Chris Pickleton, greatly appreciate it. The acting administrator of the Small Business Administration, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it, my friend. All right, there you have it. And again, an education on the things that are available to you. You want to be a business owner. You want to give it a shot. We encourage that. It's a special edition of the Steve Guerra Show coming to you live from the White House.
Seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.